Welcome back to Songbook, everyone. Today's a special episode. It is the first episode you're going to hear me play a little bit of piano for you because this song was written on a piano, and it was actually the first song that was just solely written on a piano. I've since brought it to the guitar, but it's a big song, a song that I hope will be a big part of my future, one that I do like a lot. So this is a big one. This is called Forgotten World. I'm going to play you a version now of how it is now, and it's on my guitar. And I'll play that first. Then we'll go into the keyboard and talk about the song and everything like that. It's, like I said, it's a big one. I love this one. Hope you do too. This is Forgotten World. Came faster than a tidal wave. We've seen this all before. And barricades block our favorite places, never to be loved again. The governments were too slow. The excuse those of us left know was the lie. We used to help us sleep at night. It was just easier. It was just easier to wait it out. What's the point writing love songs when you're the only one left in the world? On a broken piano in an empty city, I let go of my dreams of a girl. When we fell, it wasn't with a bang, it was a whisper that nobody heard. All that's left are the regrets of the people who never fully lived in a forgotten world. I never had a lover in my life. I poured myself into work, into a job that don't exist no more. I can't even remember what he was for. And then the pepper screamed, no more humanity. We locked them up, we locked ourselves. It was just easier. It was just easier to wait it out. What's the point writing love songs when you're the only one left in the world? On a broken piano in an empty city, I let go of my dreams of a girl. When we fell, it wasn't with a bang, it was a whisper that nobody heard. All that's left are the regrets of the people who never fully lived in a forgotten world. In a forgotten world. If I could go back, I wouldn't hesitate to rewrite my life instead of what was easier. Instead of what was easier. What's the point writing love songs when you're the only one left in the world? On a broken piano in an empty city, I let go of my dreams of a girl. Where we fell, it was it with a bang, it was a whisper that nobody heard. All that's left are the regrets of the people who never fully lived in a forgotten world. What's the point writing love songs when you're the only one left in the world? On a broken piano in an empty city, I let go of my dreams of a girl. Where we fell, it was it with a bang, it was a whisper that nobody heard. All that's left are the regrets of the people who never fully lived in a forgotten world. Whew, that's Forgotten World. All right, so where was I? When the song started, basically the song started when Corona was hitting. So what had happened was I'm just trying to work out when in the timeline this was. I'm pretty sure that when this song hit, I had
Just gone to KL with the plan of finishing my recording for my first EP. And once I'd finished the recording of that, I was going to go fly either to London or to Europe to start like planning touring and things like that. But at this stage, literally the coronavirus was hitting. And it was one of those things where people were wearing masks everywhere. KL kind of got a little bit crazy. Like just the people selling masks was just it was insane. And it was before, you know, masks have been normalized now. Masks have been normalized for a while, like a few months. But like back then it was, I don't think, beginning of February, maybe beginning of March even. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Like things were getting a bit crazy and nobody was going out. And I was genuinely getting worried about, like getting stuck in Kuala Lumpur. And basically what had happened was I went into this mall, and this mall genuinely has like thousands of people normally in it. But on this day there was no one. And increasingly, like, just no one in the middle of Bukit Bintang, which is just such a busy area of Kuala Lumpur. And I got into this mall, and there was a solitary piano in the middle of the mall, and I was like, well, you know, I guess I'll just go in and play it. And it was just a sense of desolation and isolation and Armageddon, really. And I got to the piano, and let's move this mic so you can follow me along. There we go. So I got to the piano and I started playing this. It was this sound, you know, dum, 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 dum. Everything was silent. Everything was silent around me. And I was like, let's sing about the end of the world. Came faster than a tidal wave. We've seen this all before. That's how it came, you know, end of the world. Barricades block off every place is never to be loved again. Governments were too slow, the excuse those of us left know was the lie. We used to help us sleep at night, it was just easier. And I think I was at this point thinking, like, it was just easier to, like, allow the world to end than do anything about it. That's what that's the mindset of people in the world, you know? It was just easier to wait it out. And then I realized what the song was really about. What's the point writing love songs when you're the only one left in the world? It was about regret. It was about if I was going to be at the end of the world, how would I feel? I'd feel regret for not living a life fully, you know, in a world that had now been forgotten. And I'd feel regret for never having love. I never had a lover in my life. I poured myself into work, into a job that don't exist no more. I can't even remember what it was for. And then the paper screamed, no more humanity. We locked them up, we lost ourselves. It was just easier. It was just easier to wait it out. So much emotion comes through with this song. Like, it's just, it's the regret. It's the pain of thinking, what's the point of, like, dreams and love and everything if the world's gonna die and we're gonna end? And it filled me up, you know, and and then I just kept writing the song, and I didn't leave that mall until I'd finished the song. In a forgotten life, if I could go back take to rewrite my life instead of what was easier? What was easy, you know? Like, yeah. And so I think this song's got a real big message. The song's message really is like, live for today. You know, I mean, if the world were to end, what would you regret? And I think that's what I want to bring across with this song. You know, since... Oh, let's bring this mic back here because I think we're done with the keyboard. But, you know, since the since writing this song, this straight away got me into a strain, like a bunch of songs where I'm literally producing them at the moment. And it's, you know, along the theme of 2020 has got me thinking about the end of the world. And it straight away, all the rest of the songs are actually not going to be in this season of Songbook. They're going to be in the next season. But there were things like a song. Look, I'm not going to play them now. You don't need to know them now. Basically, just a bunch of different songs about the end of the world. And this started this. And I wonder whether this is going to be an EP or not. But like, this is literally with the direction that I think I'm going to go. And I freaking, as soon as I got this song, I was like, ah. I think, Alessandro, you're starting to find a little bit of your groove. I think you're starting to find a little bit of you. And whether I like, and it's also this song specifically, thinking about it, like, if this is the direction I want to go, like, even the other songs that I've been talking about that are going to be on the EP, like, this might even trump them. I don't know. This might have to come out first because I just feel like it's so... prevalent to now. It's so relevant to now. And you know, that's it's what it is. And when coronavirus hit, you know, it's one of those things where we've been living in such a easy life, you know, such an easy life. And not that life has gotten a lot more difficult, you know, comparatively to other times. Like, I mean, if we go back 100 years, of course, during those plagues, like, life was a lot worse. But this is the first time where we've actually had to deal with something. And especially my generation, you know, it's the first time we actually have to think like, wow, what if this all ends? And, you know, that's another thing which, you know, we'll get into later, but like, well, I don't even know if I have to get into, but it just got me thinking about that. Like, it was the first time that I was thinking, okay, you know, the status quo has changed, and I think it changed forever, and that's why the song came out. And I love this line that I got going with the guitar now. It's boom. I think I do it with, I did a version of the song once for a little competition, and I added staccato string instruments on the piano and just did the... just staccato piano. I can't find the notes right now. But it was just bum, ba 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 boom, ba 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 boom, ba ba boom, boom, ba ba boom. And I just think it works really nicely as a muted guitar line. It came faster than a tidal wave. We've seen this all before. I gotta get the rhythm still, like, I still can't play it and sing at the same time. Barricades block our favorite places, never to be loved again. The governments were too slow, the excuse those of us left, no was a lie. I love that line, I love that line. The governments were too slow, the excuse those of us left, no was a lie. We used to help us sleep at night, it was just easier. It was just easier to wait it out. Yeah, what's the point of writing love songs when you're the only one left in the world? On a broken piano in an empty city, I let go of my dreams of a girl. When we fell, it wasn't with a bang. It was a whisper that nobody heard. Because all that's left are the regrets of the people who never fully lived in a forgotten world. So if you're living, or not really living, and you're going to regret something that you lived if the world were to die today, just live. Just live. That's what the song's about. Cool. So that is Songbook. We're very close to the end of season one, and big things are going to be announced when that happens. So do follow me along on Instagram or anything like that to find out what that is. Do like and share and subscribe. Yeah, because this is going to be big for me, and I can't wait. I can't wait to share that with you and for the people who've joined along with me on this whole ride. It's been fun. So let's continue, and I just feel like it's the start, and with a song like this, it's where it's starting, you know, and I can't wait for the produced version of this. I really can't to share that as well. All right, thank you very much. I will talk to you very soon on the next songbook. Yeah, take care. And this is a demo of the song. It's up on SoundCloud right now, and you can listen to it, obviously, right now on this as well. Enjoy.
It came faster than a tidal wave. We've seen this all before. Barricades block our favorite places, never to be loved again. The governments were too slow, the excuse those of us left know was the lie. He used to help us sleep at night, it was just easier. It was just easier to wait it out. What's the point writing love songs when you're the only one left in the world? On a broken piano in an empty CD, I let go of my dreams of a girl. When we fell, it wasn't with a bang, it was a whisper that nobody heard. Now all that's left are the regrets of the people who never fully lived in a forgotten world. Never had a lover in my life. I poured myself into work, into a job that don't exist no more. I can't even remember what it was for. And then the paper screamed, no more humanity. We locked them up, we locked ourselves. It was just easier, it was just easier to wait it out. Dreams of a girl. When we fell, it was with a bang. It was a whisper that nobody heard. Now all that's left are the regrets of the people who never fully lived in a forgotten world. In a forgotten life. If I could go back, I wouldn't hesitate to rewrite my life. Instead of what was he. Instead of all is easier. What's the point writing love songs when you're the only one left in the world? On a broken piano in an empty city, I let go of my dreams of a girl. Of the people who never fully lived in a forgotten world.